Matthew Kelly has written a beautiful book called The Four Signs of a Dynamic Catholic. Sure, some of you must have already read that book. Four Signs of a Dynamic Catholic. A great spiritual author, Matthew Kelly. And he explains in his book that based on a research conducted by the Dynamic Catholic Society, out of all the Catholic Christians, only 7% are engaged Catholics. Only 7% are truly engaged Catholics. The 93% are not. Isn't that shocking? And he calls this 7% of the engaged Catholics as the dynamic Catholics. And he explains the four major signs of a dynamic Catholic. How can we identify a dynamic Catholic? The four signs. First, prayer. A dynamic Catholic is a man or a woman of prayer. He or she prays daily and has a specific time of prayer, a place of prayer, a pattern of prayer, which he or she follows regularly. He or she goes to church, not just for Sunday worship, but even more often than that. Yes, we are all praying community. That's why we are here, right? Yes, perhaps we belong to that 7%. Come on. We are. Let's affirm ourselves. The second sign of a dynamic Catholic is study. A Catholic Christian is always a student of Christ. We never stop learning. There's so much wisdom, knowledge, that we can continue to learn. A Catholic Christian is someone who reads the scriptures, studies the catechism of the Catholic Church, the spiritual books he reads regularly, daily. He finds some time to reading, to listening to inspirational talks, going to retreats, seminars, to enhance our knowledge of our faith. That's a dynamic Catholic. The third sign of a dynamic Catholic is he or she is generous. Generosity. A Catholic Christian is a generous person. He or she is willing and generous to share his or her time, talent, and treasure, considering all these are gifts from God. And he or she is willing to share that. The fourth sign of a dynamic Catholic is evangelization. A Catholic Christian is called to evangelize by our life witnessing. Live the gospel values wherever we are, in our offices, the place where we work, in the hospitals or schools or in public places. Let us bear witness to Jesus Christ. And they are not afraid to talk about Jesus and the gospel values wherever they are. That's a dynamic Catholic. We need to spread the word of God, to evangelize, to defend our Catholic values and principles in today's more and more secular society. We need to defend our values courageously. That is a dynamic Catholic.